This motion sought to invite the House to invoke our powers of oversight to constitute a bipartisan committee to delve into the matters raised and stemming from which many people in the country have proffered various comments, to establish at the end of the inquiry whether or not the conduct of His Excellency the President is above board. And don't forget, any such bipartisan committee that we're to constitute will be dominated by the majority. It is not as if we have veto powers on that committee, and yet you want to run away. Now, if after the inquiry of the committee, the conduct of the President is found to be above board, the President shall stand vindicated eternally. Isn't that true? And of course, the presidency will be whitewashed. If, on the other hand, the President's conduct is found to be inappropriate, Parliament, in its wisdom, within the ambit of the Constitution, could proffer the relevant recommendation in order that such conduct would not have further procreation. So, ladies and gentlemen, this indeed is the import of the motion that we submitted. We thought that in a very objective and dispassionate manner, members of Parliament would have bonded and banded together to delve into this matter. Alas, a golden opportunity has gone abegging, and Parliament is the poorer for such indiscretion, for such ruthless ruling. Ladies and gentlemen, we will further consult amongst ourselves and, if necessary, apply ourselves to the relevant provisions in the Constitution. Article 296 of the Constitution provides that in the application of such powers,